you all for tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Today's episode, we'll see a conversation that I had with Eric Crozier, who is the co-founder of an accommodation center for young people living in difficult or vulnerable circumstances between 18 and 25 years old, what he and his co-founder, Julie Landry, are calling l'Oasis de l'Espoir, a project that they have been working on for over a year, and a project that they are currently fundraising for, but to put l'Oasis de l'Espoir in place to meet what Crozier sees as a need within the community for French and English speakers. Eric, I just wanted to start off by thanking you so much again for taking the time to chat with us. I really appreciate it.
Well, same here. I really appreciate it that you're giving me the opportunity to talk about this wonderful resource that we want to get started. And I really appreciate the time that you make for the resource available.
My pleasure. Now, before we dive in and we speak a little bit more about the Oasis de l'Espoir, Eric, could you just please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
Well, I've been in the intervention department for almost 15 years now. I worked at the living room back then, which was a temporary shelter for the youth between 12 and 17. I did animateur there for La Maison des Jeunes back in the days in Knowlton and in Sutton with Gwen Badham, that is still the coordinator of the resources there. And I did street work for the town of Knowlton and the surroundings there for at least a year and a half. And I needed a new challenge in my life, so I did a lot of prevention for many, many years. And then I went on the opposite side, where now I work in a rehab center, where it's mostly people that were sentenced to jail time, and they had, a lot of hiccups in their lives, and trying at where they're at in their life to be able to change their lives to, be better citizen and contribute to the society instead of depending on it. Since, I'm at the other side, so I want to come back at the prevention part. That's why we want to put that resource available for the young adult, mostly the ones that come from youth centers or foster homes or that kind, but we are going to be able to open to anybody that fits in the criteria of being 18 to 25, or like I said before, 17, almost 18 to 25. So they, are going to be able to become, say, citizens that are going to contribute to the society instead of depending on it. So it's the same mission, but we go and try to, make it happen before they get all the hiccups and, the dependency towards substances, criminal records, living not necessarily with a fixed address, or you couch surfing, or you're homeless. So that's why I wanted to come back to the roots there to try to prevent those situations that mostly occurs in the first year. The stat says about, when you're 18, 19, and you've been in with youth protection or foster homes for many years, in the first year, 60% of them will basically have to struggle with what I was saying just before, So that's six young men or women out of 10, that are going to have, unfortunately, criminal records, because they have to survive, and then they do criminal activities, and the self-esteem and the confidence is not there, so then they go into substances, to numb the pain and the negative emotions that they go and they deal on a daily basis. So that's why I really look forward to have that that opportunity to make that resource happen, because I think the need is really there. And what is good with this one is we'll be able to provide the services in French and in English. So any workshop, anything that will be available for the French community will be the same for the English community, which is something that's pretty unique in the sense that most of the resources are French. I don't really think there's anything compared to what we want to put in that resource for the English community. So I look even more forward to be able to provide that service to as many young men or women that need it.
Yeah, and I know that you have a partner, right, for this project who also has an extensive experience in the field as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, she's the same thing. It's Ms. Julie Landry, so she's the co-founder of this resource with me. She's been in the domain for 14 years, but she was more with mental patients that were residing at the residence that we want to acquire. So that's why it's even better, because it was made to provide services to a clientele. It's just that we're going to change the vocation that it was meant for, at least for about 20 years in Bedford. The resource that was there was for heavy cases of mental health. So the persons that were there, they had to be fed, they had to have the medication, they had to be taken care of from A to Z, so that they weren't able to provide for themselves. So she was always in the caring department. And initially, if I could go with that, the owner of the resource, who she worked for all these years, they decided that he wanted to, go back to other things, because it's very demanding in time and energy to take care of a resource like that. So he wanted to, do other things. He closed it down. So we wanted, since Julie was there for many years, she knew residents there for many, many years. She wanted to save them in the sense of not being put into resources that unfortunately weren't adapted to their needs. So the project started there to try to save them from being placed all over the place.
The building that you're talking about, this is the building that you're looking to purchase for Oasis de l'Espoir, and you're just looking to change the vocation. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. Now, where is this building in Bedford exactly?
It's located on St. Joseph Street. It's right in town. So that's why we think it's even for that, it's a better place, because first you're kind of in the country, but not, too country. And we already took contact with most of the businesses around, because we've been working on this project for the past year. So we could see if they were open to have a formation or hire the clientele that's going to be residing at l'Oasis de l'Espoir, because that's one of the things we're going to be working on, is making, you going on the market to work and start, earning some money and get the routine in, because that's what you're going to be needing when you get your own apartment. And so the businesses are all into this project, and they're really happy to be able to help us in any kind of way. Everybody, all the businesses in town are, 5-10 minute walk. So that's even better for the young adults that, want to get a job.
Yeah, so it's really a community effort to get this project going.
Oh, definitely. We have the mayor of the town, even the mayor of Farnham's into it too. We have all the businesses, we got the members of the community, and they're all willing to, give time and effort to make this happen. And once it does, a lot of them will come and do animation of the workshop. So we'll have people from the community participating too in the well-being and getting them young adults is back on track to be able to provide for themselves.
So you kind of touched on a little bit of some of the services that are going to be provided at l'Oasis de l'Espoir. You're going to be doing workshops, you're going to be helping integrate them back into the community by getting them jobs, and you're going to be there to, just help better their lives. But I wasn't sure if there were specific, because this is an accommodation center, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, definitely. Okay. They all have their room. It was made for having 8 residents that will have their own room, and the building's about like a 15, 16 and a half, so it's a really appropriate resource that's made for that kind of providing services. They're going to be able to stay there, like I said, for a year or two, so okay. It's not just a short-term thing. It's going to be for at least 1 or 2 years, pending on, where you're at right now and where you need to be. So either you'll be we're going to be working on, perseverance scolaire aussi. So if you want to get back and get a DEP, finish your high school, even if you finish your high school, you want to kick in a year or two of CJEP or, university, we are going to be very flexible on that. So either you're at school, either you're working, Or you're going to be there, and like I said, it's going to be a bit of a school of life where there'll be tons of workshops going from, you know, self-esteem, prevention on the substances, and then there'll be, you know, cooking, all kinds of workshops, sewing, budgeting, go do your groceries, and I pass, I could spend probably the 15 next minutes on talking of all the workshops, anything basically that you need to become a responsible adult. You'll be learning it there, and that way, when you get your own place, eventually, you'll be able to provide for yourself, you'll be able to take care of yourself, and you'll definitely feel better about yourself, because there's a lot of issues right now with, you know, the self-esteem and all that that young people right now are dealing with. So we'll be taking care of all the spheres of life of the person that's going to be there. We're going to be taking care of all of that to make sure he's got all the tools and he's got all the possibilities to become an active member of the community.
Awesome. And will there be services in terms of more like counseling services, for example? Will those services be set in place as well?
The workers, the counselors that are going to be there are going to be able to provide some of the services, but for sure we'll be in connection with the CS, we'll be in connection with the doctors in Bedford, and all other resources that they will be needing. So either they'll have outside resources come there to talk to them and provide the services that they need, or the residents will be able to go to their appointment and all that. So there'll be a base there on a lot of things that they deal with on a daily basis, but any services that they need will be provided as well.
Now, I know the building that you were speaking of that you want to have for the Oasis de l'Espoir, from my understanding, it hasn't been purchased yet, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's where we're at right now. That's why we're doing the fundraiser. But we have a new information that I could share with you. I have an appointment at the building because we might have someone who's in the community that would, you know, maybe wanted to purchase this for us. And then after make a 10-year lease with option d'achat, naturellement, to be able to acquire the building. So then we could start getting all the funds and all the money that that will be needed to hire the people and finally open the facility and be able to provide the service.
Okay. And from my understanding, you have a finance campaign. You touched on that before to help purchase the building. And where can people find this finance campaign exactly?
Well, on the site of Facebook site, L'Oasis de l'Espoir, we have the link of Yopla, which is a kind of a GoFundMe site there. So that way the money is sent there for the reason why we're fundraising. And then we already, we had our AGA there last week, and now we officially have our board members. And we're waiting right now for our number of charity from Revenu Canada there, because it takes a bit of time, but we already have the approbation to be able to fundraise any money, any way we can, and we'll be able to give some receipts for the people that will be donating to the resource, so they could put that in their income tax. If this goes through, then the fundraising will be changed in the sense that instead of purchasing the building, then it will maybe be, you know, for the 4 or 5 months come in till everything is working, you know, all the funds are in and the budget is set for the next year. It might change, but like I said, I'll keep you in touch to see how that goes, because I have to see all the logistic around the proposition. But, you know, if we could put our hand on that, it'll be easier, because say for a lot of the fundings, they're waiting for the building, and I need funding to acquire the building. So I was stuck between, you know, a bit in between l'arbre et l'écorce, like we say in French there. And I'm looking forward for that appointment. You know, hopefully it'll be a good situation for L'Oasis de l'Espoir to bring this project to the next level.
Let's just say the deal doesn't go through or whatever. How much are you hoping to raise to purchase the building as of now?
We're looking for the whole sum, in the sense that the building's worth about $5 on the market. the owner's willing to give it to us for like $300,000. What we're trying right now is just get as much as we can and you know, till maybe the end of April. And then with the amount that we'll have in hand, we'll sit down, you know, if we don't have the whole amount, because it's a long shot, you know, it's not a little amount, you know, so we understand that too. But whatever, we have a lot of businesses around here that are going to put some money down. We got Transport, Gamache, and we have Grimont, we have Bonduelle. So, say, we got the mayor that's willing to give us a tax credit for the next 2 years. And so we have some money that will be coming in. So like I said, we'll fundraise, and we're working right now on a fundraiser with a musical group. We have L'Invité d'Honneur, which is Hugo Gérard, which is one of the strongest men, you know, in the world there. So he's willing to participate in the fundraiser event, but this will be coming shortly. So hopefully whatever we have, we'll sit down. We have already contacted a few of the banks in town. We'll see if they're able to help us, depending on the amount that we have, you know. So there's different avenues, but you know, the time is running out, in the sense that the owner of the building kept it for like almost a year and a half for us to be able to take it over. Yeah. So he's been paying the electricity, he's been paying his taxes and all that. So there's a little deadline, like I said, you know, that he's going to put that property for sale. So we're not running out of time as yet, but, you know, time flies really fast. So we're going all in right now, and hopefully, you know, whatever we could have will be sufficient to, you know, to bring this resource to life.
And do you hope to get the government involved as well, hoping to get some government support from the provincial government, like from the Minister Famille and whatnot as well?
Oh yeah, for sure. But that will be in the second phase of the financing, which is, you know, being able to have an envelope for the year for hire the people and the food and all the expenses and all that. So they'll be coming in the next phase. Because unfortunately, there's not many grants and not many funding from the government to acquire, you know, the building. Yeah. There's funding for the resource to be able to make it work. But the other part there, we tried really hard to look. So they're really into the project. They really know that it's a need, and they're willing to do their part. But unfortunately, for this first phase, you know, they don't have any funding.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Eric, about the Oasis de l'Espoir, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that I may not have brought up in my questions.
Well, like I said before, we really believe in the need, for sure, and we hope that all community members, English or French, will be able to participate. So we're open to, you know, any help. Eventually, we'll be renovating, you know, to make, because it was more for like a type of a CLSC kind of decor. So we want to make it really fun for the kids. I want them to be able to call it their home. So I want a little family, you know, big home family aspect. So we'll be renovating eventually. So if there's any member out there that, you know, do roofing, painting, or that kind of stuff, you know, so we'll be needing some help regarding that. But that's like the other step once we get the building. So anybody could help, either financially or with time. Like I said before, we have a lot of members in the community here that will be helping out, doing animation of the workshop. So any ability, crafting, cooking, sewing, painting, and all those kind of stuff that we'll be providing on a daily basis at the resource, well, they could, you know, they could help out that way, and any other way that they can, you know. So let's spread the word, and hopefully we have what we need to take it to the next step. But I'm sure, you know, with the support of everybody out there, there's a good chance, a really, really good chance that we could make it happen.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Eric, again, for speaking with us about that. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. Same thing for you guys to giving me this opportunity.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.